Welcome back to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I am Alyssa, co-owner and postpartum doula at Gold Coast, and we have Ashley as a guest again today.
Hi.
She is a birth doula with us, and today we're going to get to know her a little bit better, and I would like to know why you became a doula.
So with my first pregnancy, I am the kind of person that I want to know all the things. So I started doing tons and tons of research, and my degree is in health sciences, so I was very curious about the anatomy and physiology and what's happening to my body. And I had a lot of questions, and I started realizing that, hey, doulas are a thing that's out there, and maybe I'm going to explore that. And there was actually a girl that I worked with in my office who was a doula, and we became friends, and she became a great support to me emotionally and informationally, helping me sort through what is and isn't evidence-based information, and being a non-judgmental sounding board for me. And I started realizing how valuable, when I hired her, her services to me were just, they were paramount to my experience. I did hire a midwife as well, and I felt so supported by both of them. Any questions I had, any concerns that I had, they were both there to help me through that.
And this is during pregnancy.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't think about having, you know, you have a birth doula, they probably think you have that support during birth.
Right. And that's
it. But
they
don't understand that the sooner you hire a doula, you have a team of experts.
Absolutely.
To support you for those months.
Absolutely. And so what was really great is we worked together, so I had access to her all the time, but
right.
Even, you know, her phone's on 24/7 and she was able to answer questions for me. And that became really helpful because in my pregnancy, I found out I had gestational diabetes, which was nothing that was ever on my radar. I wasn't expecting that. And she was there to emotionally kind of help me navigate those waters because I felt like what I had planned was now coming crashing down. My midwife was able to answer all of my clinical questions and medical questions, but it was also really important to me to have that emotional support. I had that from very supportive husband and family, but it was also this non-biased third party that was saying, you can tell me anything, just vent it out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no judgment. There's no shame. And coming up, helping me come up with solutions and alternatives to emotionally how I was going to navigate this new path.
And doctors and OBs love this because you, the doula, is this now the sounding board for all these questions. And
yes.
You can certainly say, well, that question is outside my scope. You need to talk to your healthcare provider. But the majority of the questions that most healthcare providers get are probably things that they don't want to deal with. So that doula is that third part, like they take so much of that, the time and energy that the doctors, I don't want to say that the doctors don't want to deal with the pregnant women, but they don't want to answer all these little questions that aren't.
And I think a lot of those little questions come from the fear and anxiety. So I am, you know, I've had my moments where my anxiety would snowball during this discovery period of gestational diabetes. And what does this mean? And what's happening to my body? And I just needed someone to kind of help me go, it's okay that you feel this way, but I didn't necessarily need to have these emotional sessions with my midwife. And it wasn't something that I needed therapy for, so I didn't need a trained therapist, but it was really good to say, hey, here's what's coming across my mind today. What do you think about this idea?
Mm-hmm.
And hey, here, I heard this is something that might be helpful for me if I end up having a cesarean. What do you think? And she was able to say, hey, here are some awesome ways to have a gentle cesarean. Here are some things you might be interested in if you do have a cesarean.
Explain gentle cesarean.
So a lot of different things are coming about in the OB world that are making cesareans more family-centered, more, I think, emotionally aware of the needs of the mother. So things like pass-through drapes. So as soon as the baby is born, that sterile field has a flap that can be opened, and baby can be placed directly on a mom's chest. Whereas before, they may have taken baby, swaddled baby, put it on a warmer. So simple things like that, or even see-through drapes. If a family is comfortable with that, being able to see their baby emerge, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that they want. We also talked about talking to a provider about having music playing in the room, being my choice of music, and, you know, what the different options were to make it feel more comfortable and something to look forward to, as opposed to just an operation that I was terrified of.
They're going to cut me open, take my baby, and who knows when I will get to touch and see
exactly.
My baby.
There was a lot of unknown. When I found out I had gestational diabetes, that's my brain immediately went to, I'm going to be put under and it's going to be the cesarean that I wasn't planning on. My gestational diabetes was pretty mild and I was able to control it almost completely with diet. I did not need insulin or anything like that. And everybody's body is different, so not everybody is able to do that. But I worked really hard on what I was eating and what I was doing to kind of keep things on the path that I was hoping to go for. And that was a lot of that was with nutritional guidance. I saw a dietitian and, you know, saw an OB in addition to my midwife. And so I had a full team of medical providers as well as my doula that were all there in my corner rooting for me, regardless of how it turned out. They were all like, we're here for you no matter how this goes.
Right.
And that was just incredible. I walked away from my birth. I ended up having a vaginal birth and didn't need the cesarean, but I walked away from that feeling like I was in charge throughout the whole process. My doula really helped me to find my voice and speak for myself and ask the questions that I needed to ask of my provider. And that was really powerful for me. I felt like when my baby was born, I felt like I could conquer the world. I felt like warrior woman, like this is amazing. And it wasn't because I had a vaginal birth. It was because I felt like I was in charge of every single step along the way.
Right.
Even when my body said, haha, you thought this was going to go differently, I still was in charge and I still had a whole team of people in my corner, which was really, really helpful because I love my family and my friends dearly and they're all very well-meaning, but everybody has opinions and everybody wants to tell you what they would do.
Right.
But they aren't me. And so a lot of times it was just kind of listening and going, uh-huh, smile and nod and then go, we're not doing that.
Right. And that's really what that doula is. It's an expert third party, judgment-free. Tell
Absolutely.
Me anything. Let's figure out what you want.
Absolutely.
And so because of the support you received with your babies, you something, what, just one day clicked and said, hey, what if I did this?
Yeah. So pregnant with my son, my second child, I hired the same doula and had another amazing experience and also felt very in charge, had similar curveballs thrown at me, but again, felt very in charge. And I started thinking, you know, I have heard so many horror stories and from friends and family of they have so many regrets about their birth or they don't understand why things happened at their birth. And I started thinking, I would love to change that. I would love for these women to look back on their birth and go, no, I felt awesome. Like, this is amazing, regardless of how they got there. So I started thinking, how could I use my degree in health sciences, my passion for anatomy and physiology? And I was like, you know what? That knowledge ties in perfectly to pregnancy and birth. There's a whole lot happening in your anatomy
right.
and physiology, and it just still fascinates me to this day. And so after my son was born, I met with Kristen, one of the co-owners of Gold Coast Doulas, and I said, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? I want to be a doula. And I got into a training, and it hit me like a ton of bricks sitting in that training, like, this is what I need to be doing. This is exactly what I want to be doing. And I had completely shed that mentality that I used to have of there's only one way that's best for everyone. Naively, in my first pregnancy, that's what I thought. If this is what's best for me, it's best for you too.
Right.
And I became very passionate about supporting women and helping them to find their voice and feel like they're in charge so that they don't look back and have regrets. Even when curveballs come, you have the power to make a decision based on your instincts, knowing the benefits and risks, and you get to make a choice. And that's really powerful. That's really amazing. And so I love hearing women, even when they had something in their mind planned, this is how I want it to go, and it doesn't go that way. And they look at me at the postpartum visit and they say, I loved my birth. I was in charge.
Yeah.
I have no regrets. That's amazing because that's going to go with them the rest of their life.
Yeah. Because I see the negative side effects of that when, as a postpartum doula, they get home and they've had this traumatic birth story. Maybe they didn't use a birth doula. You know, things don't always go as planned. And it's kind of a hard lesson to learn that, you know, I joke like in one of my newborn classes that this is the beginning. Your life, nothing's going to go as planned from here on out. Like, once you have
Welcome
a kid,
to parenting.
Your schedule is no longer yours. Like, everything's just going to be in disarray, right? Eventually it does get better, but you know, it's just the beginning of you letting go of control. And
Absolutely.
You really have to. You have control over bits and pieces, but
right.
the big picture is completely out of your control. And you just have to be okay with that.
And it really is about learning to have control in the moments where you can.
Yes.
So when you're presented with a choice,
yes.
that's when you get to take control and say, this is what I think is best for us. Sure, there are times where you don't have a choice. It's an emergency and your body and your baby made the choice for you. This is
yes.
what needs to happen. And that happens. That absolutely happens. But you're right. It's letting go of that, having a plan, a rigid plan set in your mind that this is how it's going to go and it's going to be great, because you set yourself up for emotional letdown when you only are counting on this one possibility. But when you open up your mind to, this is what I'd prefer I have happen, and this is what my dream is. But you know what? If we get thrown a curveball, we'll take it. One step at a time, we will cross that bridge when we come to it. And that goes for birth and pregnancy and postpartum.
Right.
You really just have to be flexible. And that can be a hard pill to swallow. It was for me. I'm kind of I like to have a plan and I like things to go according to plan.
The exact same way. Yeah.
And my husband laughs because, you know, I think I'm a little bit of a different person than I was before I had kids. I'm much more able to, okay, that didn't happen.
You
so
have to
now
go
we've got
with
a new
the flow.
Plan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just go with the flow. Makes your days much more tolerable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stay a little happier.
Absolutely, yeah. And knowing that you can, you may not be able to have control over the exact circumstances, but you do have control over how you react to them.
Mm-hmm.
So trying, even though it's so much easier said than done, but trying to find a positive, trying to find a benefit to that and going, you know what, maybe this is why this happened. Everything's 2020 in hindsight. But in the moment, that's hard. And if you've got a good support system, it doesn't have to be a birth doula. It can be a supportive partner, a provider that you love. It can be family that you love. As long as somebody's there to say, I get it. This didn't go according to plan, but we're going to get through this. And it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. But having that support system, I think, is extremely important because parenting is unpredictable. Birth is unpredictable. Stuff happens that we don't think is going to happen. And having a support system is extremely important to make it through that and come out on the other side going, yeah, that was rough, but we did it. We did it, and we're stronger now.
Yeah, it's amazing. If I was going to have another baby, I'd hire you for sure. But we're done.
And I think it is worth noting, I am pregnant with my third and I did hire a doula.
Yeah.
I am a doula. It's my third baby and I
still
hired
a doula. Yeah.
Because I think it's birth is unpredictable. I don't know what's going to happen this time around. Every baby is different. Every pregnancy is different. My life is different now than it was the first time around.
Yeah.
And having that constant, you know, support is extremely important to me. And it also helps my husband, I think, feel a little better knowing that he's not the only one that I'm relying on for
mm-hmm.
some support.
Right. He can only do so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he knows me better than anybody else does, but he also knows his own limitations. And he knows that, you know, maybe a doula has a little bit more knowledge about the birth process than he does. And when I'm in labor, I'm not necessarily going to be in doula mode to doula myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have all this knowledge in my head.
And you shouldn't be expected to.
Right. But I want to be able to look to somebody else
right.
to go, all right, help me out here.
Right.
Instead of trying to put all that pressure on myself too.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing. If anyone has questions or comments, email us. Or if you have ideas or anything you'd like to hear Ashley talk about at another time, just email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com. Remember, these moments are golden.